Aloha, thank you for listening to Healing with Aloha podcast. I'm Desen Hakias. Please follow us on Instagram at Healing with Aloha and also on TikTok, Healing with Aloha. And back to our episode.
Okay, aloha and good morning. Welcome to the Genesis cohort. I'm Desen Hakias. I am your facilitator for today, and I'm so grateful to have you. Hi, Mello. Can you share a little bit about yourself and what is one win you had for this week so far? I know it's a new week, but a win.
Good morning. Let's see, a win that I had so far this week was reminding myself to listen more than I speak. So actually, you know what? I mean, it saved me from a lot of arguments, misunderstandings, and just frustration. If I ask myself, is it kind? Is it necessary? And is it true? So that's a win.
Yes, because we have two ears and one mouth. And so that's a great way of looking at it, right?
That's true. I forgot about that one. I always forget that one. You get two ears and one mouth.
Right. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel right now?
Just to check. I'm a 10 right now at this very, very moment.
I'd say like right now, I feel like I'm a 9 because I know that there's so much going on and that there's room for improvement. But being here, I'm encouraged. And so I'm excited to review module 6 with you guys. I'm glad we can have this one-on-one time. The great thing about module 6, it's really about leveling up. And you know, Coach V, he explains what process is and the value of process. And I'm not too sure if you got a chance to look over it, but I just wanted to share what he had noted about process. Okay, so process can be defined as a series of actions or steps taken to achieve a particular end. How do you feel you use process? Like, do you have a process for yourself as a coach or for your business?
Yes.
And then, you know, definitely you have a process because you have so much things going on that you have to juggle. Why do you feel having a process has been beneficial for you as an entrepreneur?
Process keeps me accountable and organized.
Yes, that's true. Because what's going to happen is, you know, the equation K plus A equals E. So knowledge plus accountability equals empowerment. But I remember, you know, you saying that knowledge is empowered. It's your ability to apply that knowledge that gives us empowerment, correct? And so that's why it's important for us to have a process. We cannot control all variables, but we can try to create some continuity for our businesses and our practices so that when changes come, that we're going to be able to flow with it because we already have something set in place, which is called a process. What do you feel is one process that you do use now that has been the most helpful for you as an entrepreneur?
Scheduling.
Scheduling?
Definitely using my calendar. That's one process that helps me a lot.
And you know, what kind of what do you find that you have to schedule a lot of, like when you're meeting with people, when you're networking with people?
Everything, just meeting with people, my daily to-dos. Making sure my daily to-dos and definitely my meetings, because that's where I'm accountable to others. So making sure that my meetings are all scheduled and that I show up when I'm supposed to. And
right. Because you know how it is. Sometimes, you know, we can have so much things scheduled and that we think we know. And then we realize like, oh, okay. And then we have to go and then like make corrections and make emails. Like that's something I learned. Like, you know, for me, it's like, oh, the 72-hour window, you know, I was supposed to send out the email and then it didn't go out the way it planned. But like learning, okay, note to self, maybe you gotta write down what exact time is the 72-hour window or like the 48 window. So that helps, is like reminding yourself, not assuming that your brain is gonna remember things. So there is a Coach V has his Baker's Dozen, and I wanted to go over like some of this and to see if, you know, if it's familiar to you, if there's something that, you know, you can, I don't know if you have that available, but I'll just pick out, we're just going to go over one of them because it's so much and, you know, we're limited in time. Wait, what time do we start? Okay.
I don't know. You're responsible for that, girl. So no, this is good. This is why I wanted you to just run it like you normally run it, because I watch the time. You got to be aware of all those things and then how to like wrap it up and stuff. So no worries. Like, I don't even know when we started though.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to be believe 8:10 because it's already 8:17.
Okay. Sounds good, girl.
Okay. So one of the Baker's Dozen is to have smarter goals. And what it, I don't know if you remember what it stands for. S stands for specific. Do you remember what the M stands for?
Measurable.
Okay. A is achievable. R
is reachable.
No, it's okay. Reasonable. Okay. T is time bound. And he added on E and R, which is evaluated and reviewed. You know, we can have SMART goals, but the great part is evaluating these goals and really reviewing, is it being effective? Because as an entrepreneur, at any time, you have to look at your process and understand, is it being effective? And if it's not, then what can I do to improve to be able to move my business forward, right? What is one thing that you've learned, you know, while being the Coach V cohort? What is one thing you learned that you have to apply to be more effective as far as like setting smarter goals for your business?
So what's the question? What it about relating to smarter goals?
Yeah. Like, what is one thing that you've learned being in this cohort to help you to be more smarter as far as, like, you know, with your business?
I guess because I was already familiar with the acronym SMART, I really, really liked the ER, even though I was already currently doing it. But what I did like is that it was a refresher and a reminder that I should be doing that on the regular with literally every goal that I set, like being that specific. Because sometimes we just create goals and we're just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do this. And sometimes we do it, but right, like those are for like the smaller things, but like for the really things that really count, I guess, maybe using, it's been a good reminder to like get specific with my larger goals on the regs.
Yeah, because we can look so far ahead, but not realizing the week to week, you know, okay, so is this really working? And just making small changes and allowing yourself to adapt, because small changes is progress, and progress is still good, right? And like you were saying earlier, like being a better listener. And that's one thing I appreciate about Coach V. He talks about the value of listening, so that when we are working with our customers, it's not about our knowledge and what we know, because ultimately people care more how they feel and they feel understood. And that's why they come to us. And so I think that's the beauty of us being good listeners. And like you said, that's something that you're learning and working on. Another thing I wanted to discuss is, where do you feel like you've been spending your time?
As far as work,
yeah, do you feel like you found, well, no, okay, so outside of work, because coach, we talked about having balance with work and family, do you feel like in the midst of doing your business, do you feel like you've been making your health and your family a priority, or do you feel like that's something you have to like bring more harmony?
I have to bring more harmony. I think, like, for me personally, there's never, and I shouldn't say never, but it's a struggle to find harmony and balance.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like, in general, it's like a choice, right? We have priorities in each sector of life. And, like, at that given moment, I guess maybe it's like, yeah, like, I think things have a priority at a certain moment, but maybe they don't, or maybe my priorities should be different. But, yeah, it's, for me, it's super difficult as far as balance. I don't ever feel balanced. And maybe I am. I don't know. I don't think I am. I could probably be better.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. The reason why I don't use the word balance, because I don't think we really have balance every day. And, you know, for you, like, you're a parent and you're also a partner. You're married, right? And you're, so it's like those three things. Something's got to give. So that one day you're going to feel like, I'm doing amazing with your business, but then you're like, oh no, my baby, like, I didn't get to spend as much time, you know, doing
that's basically what it is. I mean, like, business always, and unfortunately for me, like, and that's one thing, because I've been a home-based entrepreneur for so long, business always takes priority. I mean, I try to make sure that I do things with my kids, I can plug them into something else or they're sleeping, but I'm old now, I cannot stay up all night like I used to. I used to pull all-nighters, girl. 2-3 oh, days no. in a row. I'd sleep like 3 hours in like 3 days, just work all night. But I can't do that anymore. I'm too old and I'm too tired. But no, yeah. But it's just like that, like, one day it's like I'm a awesome mom, but like I didn't do anything in business. The next day I'm like, okay, I didn't do anything in business, and then I lack on the mom side. So I think for balance, looking at it collectively over the long term versus the day to day, because if you're wearing multiple hats, you'll always something will always be more predominant. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, the great thing is, if you win the day in taking care of you, ultimately, when you have to take care of your work and your family, your cup will be full. And so I think ultimately, making sure you're the priority. And it's hard because a lot of times, you know, we're told, oh, you can't be selfish, or, you know, you got to sacrifice. And we've talked about this in the past about, you know, being Asian and then being a woman and then being a mom. But the reality is we just got to focus. And I know you love your coffee. And so, you know, when you fill that cup, fill your mind and your soul with inspiration, you know, and you love up on you, because the love you have for you is ultimately your responsibility, and then you share what you have that overflows, and then it's gonna be like positive, you know, for everyone else that's engaging with you. what is one thing you'd like to add into your schedule that enhances your well-being this week?
A nap.
It makes a difference having a nap.
To be honest, I thought I was going to be able to schedule a nap when my kids are back to school, like at least a hour nap, and that's never happened yet. Quarter one is over and I've never had a nap.
Is it because the way of like everything, like right when you have a flow, you're like, you don't want to walk away from it. That's why you can't take a nap.
I actually have just not scheduled one in and said I'm going to take a nap, because maybe that's a psychological part of me. I'm like, I have an hour to get something done versus take care of myself. And I know self-care is important, but like, I think about that hour by myself and taking care of stuff by myself, or that hour that might take 3 hours with my kids later.
Yeah.
I usually take the hour by myself to do stuff instead of, you know, I don't know.
Did you ever maybe start like with maybe a power nap, like a 15-minute one?
Oh, no, because I might not get up. I'm old already. I'm so tired. Like, I can't do power naps anymore. They make me way more. I'm once in a great while. That 10-minute, 15-minute does, like, wonders. But for the most part, it makes me more tired. Like, oh, I just want to sleep some more.
I was going to say, maybe listen to calm music for, like, 10 minutes and do something artsy. That's your me time. Oh,
no, I mean, I can meditate and fall asleep. That's why I don't meditate and lay down. That's how relaxed I get when I meditate. That's why I cannot lay down when I meditate. I got to sit up.
So yoga is a good way, like, to meditate. And I took that class in college, and they had this one, the log, I literally knocked out. Like,
it's relaxing.
Okay. And the music does that too. What I wanted to also discuss is, you know, there's this a passage that Coach V shares, and I wanted to share with you. Inspiration. Always remember that many of the successful started late, needed to start over, did not know how or knew exactly what to do, were seen as weird and not accepted, once subscribed to self-sabotage and self-doubt, tried and failed, and experienced embarrassment, and they still experience success. What do you think about this inspirational passage that I just shared? Did anything pop out at you?
I mean, it's definitely true. He always has, like, really good quotes and powerful quotes in there. But definitely, yeah, resonates with me overall in general.
Yeah, I think once subscribed, I think there's different things that we subscribe to naturally. I don't know about you, but... not everyone wakes up all perky and happy and positive. But I think,
why, like, not?
Well, it depends. Not everybody. Some people do. You could be the one.
I mean, I think it's possible.
Oh no, I said not everybody. So no, I think it is possible. I'm just saying not everybody. And so I think that's why it's important for us to work on our personal mindset. You know, and really considering, like, what do we naturally subscribe to? And is that our truth? Is that the truth? Like, if, for example, if we have self-doubt, like, what is one self-doubt that we have about ourselves? You know, and challenging that doubt that we can have towards ourselves, and picking one thing to go up against it. What do you find, do you ever feel insecure? As an entrepreneur, when you're,
of course,
do you want to share, like,
I should be like your roughest kind. Like, no, I never feel that way.
Not, is that what happened?
No, I don't know. I mean, you never know what somebody's gonna say. Somebody would be like, no, I don't ever feel that way. Then what are you gonna say? But most people are gonna be like, admit to being insecure, and they'll be vulnerable. But yeah, I think everybody
feels. Can you share with me a tip how to be confident? Because I know sometimes I can feel insecure when I'm approaching someone. What would you give me as a tip to be confident?
Positive self-talk.
Positive self-talk.
Yeah, I think that's probably like the number one.
Yeah. Can you give me an example of one of your favorite statements that you tell yourself?
Part of my affirmations: every day I'm respected, valued, heard, acknowledged, and understood, and not judged.
That's a good one.
Yeah, right there on the wall.
Oh.
right there it says, believe in your belief will create the fact. I'm respected, valued, acknowledged, heard, and understood. I'm so happy and grateful for, and then I have a dot so I can fill in the blank every day, and I will rise like the sun and soar like a phoenix.
That's beautiful. So on a side note, if you could send that to me, not at this moment, I would love to see it. I've never heard of that one before. And like the phoenix one, there's a reason why, you know what I mean? Like,
wait, which one?
The phoenix one.
Oh yeah. Right? Yeah. I like that one.
Okay. I have a side note off of that. Okay. And so... So the road of success and failure are not two different roads, but are one road that our successful must travel. What do you feel that you would like to do this week on the road to success? What do you feel? Because it's Tuesday and we still have 5 more days to go. Well, I don't know. It depends when you start your week, Sunday or Monday. What is one thing you would like to work on to feel like you're going to have a successful week?
So what is one thing that I'm going to work on to feel like I have a successful week?
Yeah, because, you know, you how Coach V talks about, like, reflecting on what, you know, what our process is. What is one thing you realize, this is something I'm going to, I know, like, in the beginning when we started, you're talking about being a better listener, so that you're able to communicate, you know, effectively and stuff. So that could be it. But, like, what is one thing, like, that you would like to implement this week to be more successful?
Being difficult. I'm being difficult on purpose, so just so you know.
Okay. No, this is good. Because,
no, for real, though, if you have a one-on-one client, this, like, where they're just like, what you just said. Or if you have a quiet guy or a quiet gal, they might just be like, oh, yeah, same. I agree.
Well, the good thing is... Sorry, this feels weird because I know you.
I know. That's why I just pretend you don't know me. I'm trying to be somebody a little bit different. Just a little bit. I'm trying to give you answers you don't expect. So that's why it feels weird too.
Okay.
But it would feel just as weird if you didn't know me and I gave you a weird answer too. You'd be like, so, moving on.
So going along with what you shared in the beginning about being a better listener, can you give... let's discuss a possibility of how you could apply that in your business on being a better listener with, like, your customers.
Let's see, with my clients.
Yeah.
With your asking clients. More questions to understand where they're at. And with my non-clients, same thing, asking more questions to find out what their needs are and how I can help meet their needs. Yeah. Instead of assuming I have a solution for either client or potential client, assuming that I know nothing, that I cannot help, and that I don't know what's going on, so that I can find out everything I need to know to be able to help as efficiently and effectively as possible. Mm-hmm. And like I told you, like, just talking with people and being able to not persuade them, but kind of persuade them, you know what I mean? If they're on the fence about something, but having their persuasion come from the questions that I ask them so that they actually persuade themselves into whatever it is they actually really need to or want to do.
So basically you're trying to help them to be aware, because deep down people kind of know what they want to do. Is just being aware and taking action. Do you feel kind of like what you're trying to, because you don't want to make that decision for them and then it, you know, but like you're basically being better at drawing people out to know, oh yeah, I know this is what I want, and to just move forward.
Yeah, I mean, because ultimately I feel like listening will help me understand better, and if I understand better, I can help better, you know what I mean?
I agree, because when you're open to understanding and people feel understood, they're more likely to share with you more.
Right. For sure.
Then they don't feel judged. So they feel like your intentions is to see them do well. Mm-hmm. And if you don't understand their process or why, that you're going to support them.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And that's powerful, because not a lot of people care to listen to each other, and to be that person who does care. Mm-hmm. It's powerful, and you could be like that determining factor in them finally, you know. A lot of times people think someday, one day, and no day ever comes for them to achieve that goal or dream. And I think that's the one thing you're good at, is you set your mind on something and you plan it out and you execute. And that's something that people can learn from you, is take just one small goal and just execute. But let's learn how to find a process. you know, and setting goals in like their scheduling, like how you do. It for somebody who is not organized or someone who's like, oh, they procrastinate a lot, it's scary, but you're able to do it and help them see how it's a win for them, right? Okay, and so basically, so today we went over process and the value of process, you know, also the value of like looking at the baker's dozen. The one thing that I like that Coach V touched upon with the baker's dozen is, never mind, scratch that one. I know where my note thing went. Okay, so I apologize. Okay, so it's over here on that side. Okay, so in addition to the baker's dozen is 13, and Coach V emphasizes, you don't stop until you win. And, you know, with everything you do, you can have great plans and you can feel like you're not winning. You feel like maybe you're losing along the way, but you don't stop because you could be at the tipping point of winning personally and in your business. But yeah, so that concludes what we're gonna share today. And I just wanted to see, is there anything you wanted to talk about or like to conclude that you've learned and that you found helpful for you?
No, I don't have any questions, and it was helpful.
Well, I'm grateful to have had this time with you because I feel like in the short time, like you've been a good listener and that you desire to gain that understanding. And I feel like you're gonna be able to make a positive impact just by being who you are. And do you have any questions for me?
Nope, all good.
Okay, so thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate being with you on a Tuesday. And you know, let's win the day. And let's have an incredible week.
So, yeah. Okay. The only thing I want to add, I'm going to put into the guidelines is make sure you do professional introduction. Every session, you got to do professional introduction. Yeah, your introduction and everybody else's.
Okay.
But I know you probably forgot because I'm your friend. But just remember, like for other sessions, like Aloha Cohort, make sure you run the professional introduction.
Yes. That's what I was gonna do.
That's like one of the key points, yeah. And like, I didn't realize the value of the professional introduction till like recently. I mean, like it grows more and more. Stop. Oh yeah, yeah.
And how do you? Oh, there.
On the top, just press stop.